You're listening to SBS News.
All the pre-Tour de France talk surrounded British rider Chris Froome. The defending champion had to be cleared to compete on the eve of the race because of his use of an asthma medication that had been recorded above permitted levels. After overcoming that hurdle, he was right on the heels of Tour leader and Team Sky teammate Geraint Thomas as the Tour headed out of the Pyrenees. But a brutal stage 17 had Thomas extending his lead and establishing himself as the man to beat as the Tour heads towards Paris in the early hours of Monday morning. If he holds on to the leader's yellow jersey, Thomas will become the first ever Welsh winner of the famous race. He has told SBS he's confident of doing it.
Yeah, I think I'm in the best position now, obviously. I think the whole team, as long as we just keep doing what we're doing, I'm feeling good. I just need to keep recovering well now and keep eating and doing all the small things right. And it sounds simple, but it's easy to sort of neglect it sometimes. So, yeah, just keep doing what I'm doing.
SBS will televise every stage of the race live as it makes its way to Paris. The final stage coverage begins at 11:30 p.m. on Sunday. Elsewhere in Super Rugby this weekend, the New South Wales Waratahs will try to keep Australian hopes alive when they take on the Lions of South Africa on Saturday night. The omens are not good for the Waratahs, though, ahead of that quarter-final clash. Earlier this season, the Lions won 29-0 in Sydney, in a match where the Waratahs went scoreless for the first time in Super Rugby history. Despite that, Fox Sports commentator and former Wallaby Rod Kafer says he believes they can upset the Lions.
This is a team who have clearly the capacity to win big games. They know how to win big games. I love seeing it when their big players are in great form. Beal and, Izzy Folau and Tun Kelly, Foley. I mean, they've got players who are at the peaking right now.
The Waratahs won the Super Rugby title in 2014. In the AFL this weekend, the standout game has third place Collingwood lining up against the ladder leaders and defending champions, the Richmond Tigers. It's a great chance for both sides to gain a psychological edge heading into the finals. Richmond defender Nick Floston has told Fox Sports he thinks his club has yet to play its best football this season.
I still feel like we've got a while to go before we've hit our straps, but it's probably a while since the Tigers and the Pies have been at the top of the ladder this late in the season and versing each other, so it's going to be a big game.
Saturday's match at the Melbourne Cricket Ground is officially a sellout, with a crowd in excess of 86,000 expected. In the National Rugby League, the Sydney Roosters and the St George Illawarra Dragons take centre stage on Sunday afternoon. The second-placed Dragons will look to repeat their victory over the fourth-placed Roosters on Anzac Day and are buoyed by the return of State of Origin forward Tyson Frizzell. At the Hockey World Cup in London, Australia's Hockey Roos face up to New Zealand in a repeat of the Commonwealth Games gold medal match won by New Zealand. A chance for revenge and avoiding a potential extra playoff game is something Australian captain Emily Smith is keen to do.
We need to get the one back, and yeah, I've just heard that they've also lost their game, so they're going to be on fire and wanting to come out and really show the rest of the world while they're here, and we also want to be doing the same to make sure that we're going through with the confidence that we probably need to go through into the next round.
The match against New Zealand is early on Sunday morning. In motorsport this weekend, Formula One is heading to Hungary for the final Grand Prix before the mid-season break. British Mercedes driver Lewis Hamilton goes into the race as the standings leader, aiming to make it back-to-back wins after his dramatic rain-effective victory at the German Grand Prix last weekend. Second place Sebastian Vettel of Ferrari has a good recent record of the Hungaroring track, though. He won there last year and in 2015. The race starts Sunday night at 11:10 p.m. And finally, in Super Netball this weekend, the Sunshine Coast Lightning welcomed the New South Wales Swifts on Saturday afternoon, needing a victory to stay in contention for the final series. The ladder-leading West Coast Fever look to bounce back from last week's defeat by the Queensland Firebirds when they take on the Melbourne Vixens on Saturday night. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.